The new action-packed movie Wanted was right behind WALL-E at the box office this weekend. It's based on a graphic novel series and stars Angelina Jolie. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It's a little embarrassing to tell you the plot of the amazingly cool new state-of-the-art thriller Wanted, because it's just so unbelievably stupid. It's derivative to the point where it's insulting to any halfway intelligent viewer. But here's the thing. A good summer thriller has a way of taking halfway intelligent viewers and turning them into half-wits for action. I came out of Wanted on a high. I told friends and colleagues, you gotta see this. It took an hour for my heartbeat to slow and brain to recalibrate, and then I thought, I fell for that? Here's the premise, which is two parts The Matrix to one part The Terminator, with bits of Star Wars, Harry Potter, and the Bourne movies for ballast. All have heroes who suddenly discover their specialness and long-awaited destinies, often along with latent powers they must learn to control. The journey becomes a metaphor for growing up, achieving autonomy, and so on and so forth. In Wanted, skinny Scottish darling James McAvoy puts on an American accent as Wesley Gibson, a timid accountant who gobbles fistfuls of anti-anxiety pills to counter palpitations and visions that look like peculiar wobbles in the space-time continuum. What he doesn't know is that his father, whom he never met, passed down unique genes. See, there's this ancient order of supernaturally gifted assassins presided over by Morgan Freeman. They receive names of people to kill from a giant loom. It's like God is ordering hits, although it's not clear why he couldn't just whack people himself with falling anvils or lightning bolts. Anyway, Wesley goes to refill an anti-anxiety med prescription and finds his jitters are about to increase exponentially. There beside him stands Angelina Jolie. The shot is stunning. Angie's just there.
I'm sorry?
You apologize too much.
Sorry about that.
I knew your father.
My father left the week I was born, so...
Your father died yesterday on the rooftop of the Metropolitan Building. Sorry.
Look, the liquor aisle's just over there, so if you want to.
Your father was one of the greatest assassins who ever lived. The man who killed him is behind you.
There are special effects, and there's Angelina Jolie, who is a natural wonder. Even in what's essentially a supporting role, her aura reshapes every scene. As Fox, that's her name, just Fox. She whisks Wesley out of apparent harm's way by firing bullets that seem like extensions of her will. Then she steers a car with her long legs while directing a fusillade at the Terminator on their tail, a rogue assassin played by Thomas Kretschmann, now picking off old colleagues. And Jolie does everything with a twinkle of amusement, as if the whole gazillion-dollar movie is her little toy. And it is a toy, a big, expensive F.A.O. Schwartz number. Despite the absurd plot, the script is very shapely, with good hairpin turns that flip the stolen Matrix tropes on their head. But the real star of Wanted is the Kazakhstan-born director Timur Bekmambetov, who made the head-trippy Russian vampire opus Night Watch. The guy is a killer when it comes to mixing fast and slow motion in ways that really screw up your biorhythms. Wanted isn't about supernatural assassins. It's about supernatural computer effects. It's about speeds that constantly shift, action that goes forward and backward, and cameras that move in parabolas. You feel as if you're riding on the back of bullets as they arc around objects and hit their human targets with a satisfying splat. Along with every other hyperbolic critical adjective, state of the art has been devalued by overuse. So let's move the boundary posts and proclaim Wanted state of the art, state of the art.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.